This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Serious question. What are you sleeping? 314-531-9898. And is there anyone out there listening whose husband, or if you're a guy, that actually sleeps in like PJs, like pajamas, like has designated ones? I feel like that's not something guys do. 314-531-9898. This conversation kind of spun off because of yesterday. We were doing Homecoming Spirit Week. We all did Roll Out of Bed Day. And most of us brought in some either funny or cute PJs. And I'm like, people don't actually sleep in anything that's cute or funny. They're just like regular, like all guys do boxers.
Right.
My wife like tried to shame me. She's like, I sleep in shorts and a t-shirt? And she's like, you know, if you were an adult, you would actually have like adult PJs. I'm like, no, I feel like kids sleep in PJs and like onesies. Adults, that's a guy sleeping. They sleep in shorts and a t-shirt or boxers. Is that what you sleep in, Kev?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We bought like one Christmas matching pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do that for Christmas.
To be clever and cute and all that stuff. And I couldn't sleep in them.
You took them off instead?
Yeah, like
you
couldn't I'll put them on when we go through the photos, but I'm not sleeping in those. Yeah, I'm a total boxer guy. That's it.
What do you sleep in, Hannah?
I always sleep in my polka dot robe that I wore
yesterday.
You
sleep in a robe?
I know. It's like a blanket. It's like a wraparound blanket. I love my robe. I wear it everywhere.
Maybe you're someone who would have like designated PJs. Do you have like a set?
I have a couple sets that I will wear, and I mean they have to be really comfortable, but normally I just sleep in like a big t-shirt and like sweatshorts.
That's what I feel like is the most common thing. I'm curious if what people actually sleep in, because then we all started sharing what we actually sleep in, and like it was so interesting. You know what nobody does that everyone claims then they want to do is sleep naked. Nobody sleeps
my
naked.
Sister does.
No, I don't believe it.
You will walk in there and she's fully in the nude.
Like, just fully nude.
Yes.
Why?
No way.
One's ever slept naked and felt comfortable.
Right.
Why? I bet we can't find anyone who sleeps in the nude. How? And I don't believe, although she did call in and they had like a really cool sister. She is your cool sister.
Yeah.
So maybe she is.
So cool she sleeps naked.
Yeah. All right. What do you sleep in? Does anyone have like full on PJs? Is there any like grown men that actually have it? You have a set? Or you're just like, no, big comfy t-shirt. Doesn't everyone do it? What do you wear? 314-531-9898. And I'm curious if it changes once you're married or not. Mm. Like all of a sudden you went from cute PJs to like big comfy shorts. Mm-hmm. We're going crazy for Homecoming Spirit Week. You can see us in our decades outfits, in the 80s outfits and jump track suits and poodle skirts. Check it out on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. You can also see Roll Out of Bed Day on our Instagram as well. And that's what started the conversation. Like, what do you actually sleep in? Because like, if you look at us in our pajamas, people felt like my sock puppet onesie was like too sexy for work. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, if I wore that to bed every single night, my wife just wouldn't be able to contain herself. So I can't wear the sock puppet onesie to bed.
Right.
Because then it just, you know,
escalates.
Escalates. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how anyone sleeps in a onesie anyways. It's so hot. So what do you actually sleep in at night? 314-531-9898. Kayla, what's it for you?
So what I sleep in is a long sleeve shirt. Has to happen every single night. But then to level out the hotness, except not all overheat, is biker shorts.
Really?
And if I have like a long sleeve, or you know, like if I have pants on, then I'll just get hot. But I'm like,
aren't biker shorts tight?
I know what I'm saying. They're kind of tight though, right? Do you go for like runs in the middle of your sleep?
You would think so, but like I normally like throughout the day, I wear like leggings and biker shorts anyway. So it just, I don't know. I guess it's just like
you're just comfortable in them.
Yeah, you feel comfy in them. I always wonder that about like women in leggings. Like for a guy, like women are always like leggings are so comfy. I'm like nothing about that looks comfortable.
My sister
used to find the right pair.
Yeah, my sister used to sleep in leggings because we had a uniform in high school. She would sleep in her full uniform, leggings, skirt,
polo. She didn't have to worry about getting dressed in the morning.
I've heard people do that too. Is anyone out there listening that actually just like gets their outfit ready? So like I just want to sleep an extra 20 minutes and I don't have to even get ready. Jen, what do you sleep in?
Nothing but panties.
So you have the top off? Like, is this the pant? Like, why not fully nude? Why we keep the underwear on, but we got to be topless? You know,
I don't know. I guess it's a comfort thing, but I can't stand having wrinkles underneath me. So, like, a t-shirt bunches up underneath you, and it gets all uncomfortable. I can't stand it. So, no top, just panties. That's it.
All right.
And I sleep hot.
You know, that actually makes a lot of sense.
I know. There was a good shirt because I do, like, I have a big baggy shirt, and one of the things is when it starts to ride up on me in the middle of the night, it will wake me up, and I have to, like, pull the shirt down. So, yeah, that's a good point, Jen. Thank you so much for your, you know, wisdom on how to sleep in panties. Robin, what do you sleep in?
So, I start off in shorts and a t-shirt, but due to the blessings of menopause, I usually wake up naked.
It's funny because sometimes I'll get hot too, like have to take my shirt off, or if it's bunching up and stuff like that. And my son, still, he's three, comes and gets me in the middle of the night a lot. He'd be like, "You got hot again, huh, Dad?" But that's funny. But I'm not going through menopause. That seems terrible.
It's a horrible experience that they never prepared us for.
Condolences, Robin.
And rest in peace to those clothes too, Victoria. You sleep in the nude, huh?
Yeah, me and hubby both, we got nothing going on, Lauren. We're in bed.
You're both naked.
Wow.
You don't have kids yet, do you?
No, we don't have kids. We're both 25, no menopause. Not yet. But neither of us like we have some sensory issues, so we don't like things getting crumbled up under us or being too constricted. So we just, don't wear anything.
I bet your husband said the same thing. I agree with you. I hate bunched up. I just love it.
Aren't wrinkles the worst? Take it off, baby.
He like bought like the most uncomfortable sheets ever. He's like, these are my favorite sheets. I have to sleep with these sheets. Oh, doesn't it feel weird with clothes on with these sheets, honey? We should both sleep naked. What a genius.
Well, so that's the thing. We don't even use sheets. Like, we just use one blanket.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, like that's the honeymoon stage.
Or a comforter. We're getting ready to celebrate 3 years, so.
It's working.
But
I'm going to tell my wife that, too.
Exactly.
New theory.
If the onesie sock puppet thing doesn't work, how about we just do this one blanket, no sheet thing? I heard it's really working out.
Better for your back.
Yeah, it's better for your back.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call. We're still commercial-free on the Brett Megas Show. Thank you for listening on Y98 St. Louis.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.